New York Herald, February 6, 1895. Mrs. Eddy shocked. Concord, New Hampshire, February 4, 1895. The article published in the Herald on January 29 regarding a statement made by Mrs. Laura Lathrop, pastor of the Christian Science Congregation that meets every Sunday in Hodgson Hall, New York, was shown to Mrs. Mary Baker Eddy, the Christian Science discoverer, today. Mrs. Eddy preferred to prepare a written answer to the interrogatory, which she did in this letter addressed to the editor of the Herald. Quote, "A dispatch is given me calling for an interview to answer for myself, am I the second Christ? Even the question shocks me. What I am is for God to declare in His infinite mercy. As it is, I claim nothing more than what I am, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science, and the blessing it has been to mankind, which eternity enfolds. I think Mrs. Lathrop was not understood. If she said aught with intention to be thus understood, it is not what I have taught her, and not at all as I have heard her talk. My books and teachings maintain but one conclusion and statement of the Christ and the deification of mortals. Christ is individual and one with God, in the sense of divine love and its compound divine ideal. There was, is, and never can be but one God, one Christ, one Jesus of Nazareth. Whoever in any age expresses most of the spirit of truth and love, the principle of God's idea, has most of the spirit of Christ, of that mind which was in Christ Jesus. If Christian scientists find in my writings, teachings, and example a greater degree of this spirit than in others, they can justly declare it. But to think or speak of me in any manner as a Christ is sacrilegious. Such a statement would not only be false, but the absolute antipode of Christian Science, and would savor more of heathenism than of my doctrines." End quote.